Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
Your kids are already searching, looking for answers when it comes to vaping. They hear about it from friends, from the internet, but the one they need to hear about it from most is you. Tobacco, vaping, nicotine, it's all dangerous, and it's time you let them know. But if you don't know where to start, we're here to help. For tips on talking to your kids, visit talkabouttobacco.com. Brought to you by TSET.
Well, the USDA's January World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASDE, delivered several bearish surprises to the grain markets, finalizing a supply-heavy picture for the 2025 marketing year. I had an opportunity to visit with Rich Nelson at Allendale to break down the numbers.
You know, we do get surprises on these January reports. We got four separate reports, and certainly for today's discussion, it was a surprise. Corn side of things, we had a little surprise on all these numbers. Keep in mind, supply is adjusted on this report, all numbers for demand and ending stocks as well. Corn, we were surprised by a 1.2 million acre increase in harvested acres. Keep in mind, we now have harvested acres for 2025, 8 million over 2024. So large acreage discussion just got even larger. Yields were raised on this report for corn by a half bushel. The trade expected a 2-bushel decline. So higher production helped ending stocks go from 2.0 to 2.2 billion bushels. So a little bearish on the corn side. The wheat balance sheet was relatively quiet for this current year. Keep in mind, USDA does not adjust wheat production on this report. Stocks were raised just a little bit, 901 million last month, now 926. Bigger issue for the wheat side is we're watching those winter plantings, winter wheat plantings. The trade expected a 700,000 acre decline due to these financial conditions. However, USDA only lowered them just about 200,000 acres. So as far as their discussion here set for this fall or spring 2026 planting period ahead, looks like the available acres not really changing too much versus last year.
For cotton producers, the news was mixed but stable.
Over on the cotton side, while USDA was active in giving us higher numbers for corn and soybean production, they actually lightly lowered their view on cotton production. Last month, they're up to 14.3 million bales, now 13.9. So on a positive basis, we are just under last year's production. As far as a stock picture, that was also lightly lowered. 4.5 million bales last month, now 4.2. Keep in mind, this is still over the prior 2 years, so it doesn't really change that much in the grand scheme of things for the cotton side here.
To hear more from Allendale's Rich Nelson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news. The Jack Cherry dispersal sale's coming up January the 17th at Stockman's in Apache. Bob Rodenberger tells us more.
He's got around 200 plus first calf heifers, and all those heifers are bred back to proven Gardner genetic low birth weight bulls. They're not just a set of huckly buck bulls that you buy and throw on the cows to get a calf. Jack went out and did a lot of looking and research and bought low birth weight Gardner bulls, which they're very well known for that.
The Jack Cherry dispersal sale January the 17th, 1 p.m. at Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.